Alrighty, everybody, welcome to my first video and a bonus episode that I am recording because, well, I've been on vacation, so haven't had time to do some editing, but I did want to get something out and also celebrate 20 episodes. So, I want to take a second to talk about all the different episodes and the guests that came on and how, they came in. I'm not going to go into each one into detail, but just to kind of recap, all the different, a summary of a little kind of like a cliff notes for each episode. So I'll try to make this quick. I'm going to try to do this in one take, unedited, so please bear with me. It's about midnight. The kids are asleep. And, here we go. So as you can see here, I have if you go to gettingintoinfosec.com, and you go to view older episodes at the bottom, you will see episode one. And episode one is Dan Borges. Dan is a good friend of mine. I met him at a CTF at B-Sides SF. We worked together. It was really cool on the CTF and kind of just stayed in touch since. And he had a really interesting background. He actually got an IT job at a pen testing company. So that was really interesting. And how that was able to help him. And also you talked about how his parents had a big influence and him playing cat and mouse tricks where they would try to restrict some of his computing time and how he was able to get around that. So that was really cool. Definitely check out episode one. Definitely check out all my episodes because each one has a different take on how they came in. And it's something that I think everyone could benefit from. The next one is Zero Day, a good friend of mine as well. I met him actually through Dan. And he also has an interesting, he started off working as the quote unquote, kind of like the Geek Squad. It was Circuit City's Fire Dog Service. So it was kind of the help desk, similar to what Geek Squad is today. And you got to see a lot of malware from people bringing their laptops and their computers and a lot of issues with that. And so he got exposed to a lot of different malware, a big variety of malware. He says that the malware back then is a little more interesting than what he's seen today. But, you could listen to the episode for yourself and see his take on it. And so he also talked about how, his limitations at the time, when he got into 56K modem, it was harder to get things to work. So you kind of needed to know how things worked. You needed to know more about the inner workings of things to get things to work. My next guest is Christina Hansen, episode three. And she's on her third career as an InfoSec analyst. And she really has an interesting background on how she got in. She was one of my former students at a boot camp we did, and one of my best students, actually. So I had a lot of good students in that class, actually. So shout out to my boot camp from that year. Everybody there was really awesome, such great personalities. So I really missed that class. In any case, she talks about how she got into information security and going to conferences for the first time, and how she got a scholarship with the SANS Women Initiative. The exact name are in the notes. And how she finally got a job as a security analyst. So that was really interesting. So definitely check that out. My next guest, episode four, is Matt Toth. Matt Toth is also a good friend of mine from a long time ago. He's a sales engineer. And the sales engineer position is often overlooked. Sales engineer position is often overlooked as something that is meritable, but it actually has a lot of merit. Two of my guests total so far have been sales engineers, and it takes a certain personality to be a sales engineer, but you do still have engineer in your name, and you are required to be technical. And so he talks about that and the different situations that he's been in, and we go into a little nostalgic lane about the movie Hackers and how he was actually watching it on a plane. And it was really interesting. So definitely check out that episode. It's really interesting to see it from his perspective. My next episode 5 was my first military veteran, Rob Carson, a really awesome guy. And he talks about his transition from military life, veteran life, into civilian life. And one of his awesome phrases is along the lines of, hey, at least, you know, nobody's going to die here, right? So I butchered that, but, you know, definitely check it out for yourself. He was a former Marine, and he has his own company called SemperSec, and he does like compliance as a service and really interesting work, really thorough. So he knows his stuff from a compliance perspective and overall security management perspective. So check that out. Episode 6 is Robin Stewart. Robin Stewart used to be a paralegal. And she discovered the security field and wanted to get into information. And she's a malware researcher, really good one. Excellent malware. She's an excellent personality. Robin Stewart is awesome. All my guests are awesome, frankly. And she's also an author. So I did release a bonus episode about how she became and she got into becoming an author. But yeah, Robin Stewart offers some really good tips on like mentoring and you know, how she kind of like had to work her way into getting into information security. And sometimes when people are coming looking for mentorship, what she looks for in a person that is looking to be mentored. So she had some interesting stories from that perspective on people who maybe didn't make good mentees, for example. But, you know, when she does find someone that is ready to be mentored, she's all, you know, ready to open the floodgates for that. And definitely a hint, do not challenge her because she'll take on your challenge. So something to keep in mind. And my next episode, well, that's a bonus. So episode 7 is Clay Wells. Clay went from being a sysadmin to a security architect and now a security con organizer. So he was one of the organizers and founders of the Whopper Summit. And if you don't know what that is, I would check out the movie War Games and check that out. So the Whopper Summit happened in March this year, the first one, and it was a big success. So kudos to him for doing that. And it was fun. He talked about how he found an attacker in his network, and the attacker was on there live, and he had to take evasive action to cut him out. So that was really cool. Definitely check that out. I think definitely a fun episode to check out. And episode 8 is my first law enforcement agent. So Elvis Chan was kind enough to come on and share his path into security. And he used to work at a chip manufacturer and you know, has an electrical engineering background. And then eventually got into the FBI. He found it very enticing. And he talks about how, you know, what life is like as a supervisory agent in the FBI. It's really interesting. Talks also about what are the requirements to get in there and the various positions. You know, there are civilian positions where you don't have to carry a gun if that's, you know, something you want to do. But there's a variety of things. So he is the supervisory special agent in the San Francisco office and share some really interesting stories there. So definitely check that out as well. And my next episode 9 is a virtual version of Kyle Kennedy. So Kyle is one of the founders of BrainBabe and president of BrainBabe. And he wrote an amazing article. And when I read this article, I was blown away. So it's taken me a while to get him booked as a guest, And so with his permission, I had IBM Watson, using the voice of quote-unquote Allison, read off his article. And so that was kind of cool. Excuse me while I drink some decaf barley coffee. And so, by the way, this cup was made by my son when he was in, I don't know, kindergarten maybe? I don't remember. Or first grade. So, so this article is a virtual reading by IBM Watson. So definitely check that out, the text and actually the quote-unquote code of what I use to use the different emotions. You can actually set different emotion tags, is all in the show notes. So I try to take good show notes because for me as a listener, when I'm on the go and I want to see more details as I'm listening to the episode, I really rely on those show notes. So that's something I try to rely on. Episode 10, again, also a very good milestone along the podcast was InfoSteph. So Stephanie was kind enough to come on. She made it really easy to book. A lot of my guests have been really cooperative and nice coming on, make it easy for me to book. In any case, she used to be a journalism major. And so, she talks about how she wanted to be in journalism and then kind of started understanding the realities of that and then started looking into IT and then more specifically security, information security. And she had a really wonderful episode and story. And I was, I kind of, in this episode, I kind of opened myself up a little bit more actually with the, with her on this. So that was, it was a good episode overall. And kudos to her on how she's doing today. She's doing some good talks and stuff like that. So definitely check out that episode. And it's a really interesting story. My next guest is Yaron Levy. So I used to work with Yaron, and I noticed he's moved up and now he's a CISO and security champion. So he's always trying to get security out, and he had an interesting story. So I'm not trying to get every CISO on the show. I'm trying to get those that are that fit the podcast, right? But I chose him because he's a good friend, and we stayed in touch. And I saw what he was doing, and I what happened was I put out a call for those who had a story where they took a chance on someone. And it succeeded. And he responded to that call. So again, if you are someone that are in a hiring position, took a chance on someone in security, please let me know. I'd love to hear that story. So in any case, he reached out to me. So we booked some time, and it was awesome. He had a great story talking. He even talked about some incidents that he had that are public. So some breaches that he had experienced not too far into his job. So that was really interesting. And he's an organizer of B-Sides Kansas City. So that's pretty cool. So check out that episode and that's what you'll get out of it. My next episode is Jack Reciter, episode 12. And so we know Jack Reciter from Darknet Diaries. And as a fan of Darknet Diaries, I remember listening to the episodes and just being blown away. I had chills going through my body. Listening, his sound design is just amazing. And he would go through so many stories that I, especially some of the previous stories, I'm not going to say anyone any particular specific, but you could kind of understand how you could relate to how these people are feeling when they find something and like nobody's discovered it. And then you're, what do you do with this information? Do you publicize it? How do you deal with it? So, that was a really interesting, so that was a really good episode. In that episode, we talked about, he had some really interesting stories how he had to go put together a firewall really late at night for a customer. And just how he got into IT, he was responsible for a SOC, and he built out a whole SOC. And so when you're part of an MSSP, a managed security service provider, you're exposed to a lot of different clients, a lot of different environments. So a really good episode there, and he shared a lot of how he came. So it's kind of Jack's origin story. So go ahead and check that out as well. My next episode is episode 13, Marcus Carey. And Marcus started off in the Navy. He had humble beginnings out in the country. And, we talk about how he just had to, make his own toys. And he built his own Olympic size jump thing. So I'm not cheating. I'm not looking at the notes. So doing this from memory. But in any case, he enrolled in the Navy, and he really had some cool shortcuts that he shared about how you can shortcut college using CLEP tests and exams. So definitely check that out. He's always available on Twitter. So that's something that, is particular to him. And it was a really awesome story about how he had to make do with what was available to him. But after his training in the military, how, basically he's able to use that in the private sector. So that was pretty cool. And so a bonus episode after that was my book. So my book came out sometime in January. And so, as we all know, or if you don't know, my book is geared for those looking to get into InfoSec, but starting from nowhere. So you're looking to understand the field, trying to see where to go, how to go about things. It's supposed to go hand in hand with the podcast. So it's not, super technical where you will teach you, how to code. But I do, lay out, some things about getting a lab, different positions that are out there, more about the culture and kind of ethics and how important it is in your career. So definitely check it out. It's always updated. I plan to add a couple more sections, but don't take my word for it. Go ahead and check out the preview on Amazon, and see if it's a fit for you. My next guest is Nipun. So episode 14, Nipun Gupta. And so he was a security consultant for many years in pen testing companies and also some of the big fours. And he's had a lot of, as a consultant, you have a lot of experience with many different environments. So he kind of talks about that, but also talks about the immigrant experience as well. Being an H-1B, dealing with that, and some things with that. But in fact, he was discouraged to hop into the field early on because people said, "Oh, you have to be the only thing in cybersecurity are military type jobs." So that was quite interesting. But in any case, definitely check that out. He's now a security innovator at a banking institution, and offers a lot of good advice in there. So episode 15 is Adrian Kaler. So I found Adrian from Sam Bone's class. If you don't know about Sam Bone, go to sambone.info. Just Google Sam Bone, B-O-W-N-E. The link is in there. And he gave a talk about getting into InfoSec. The video is available online as well. He's really into labs. So he's also another sales engineer. We had an awesome conversation about, what it takes to be a sales engineer. And we also kind of got really deep into about building your own lab, you know. So one of the big things is about building your own lab and getting in there. And, you know, he offered some details on what he does to build a lab and some hacks. Even one hack about how he uses a particular IKEA chair, and it's just made like 19 inches, just enough so that it can fit, you know, a rack-mounted device, right? Rack-mounted switch or server. So check that out. Links are in the show notes as well. Episode 16 is InfoSec Sherpa. So InfoSec Sherpa, Tracy Mayleaf, started off as a travel agent, then a law librarian, and then became a security analyst. And what's amazing is each one of those experiences built upon another. For all my guests, that's really a common theme, is that each experience built upon the other. So that was really cool. And, you know, as a law librarian, I mean, as a librarian, you have to get a master's in library science. And as a law librarian, she is really good at OSINT. And OSINT is a major part of security in many, many parts of the security field, but especially in like pen testing. So open source intelligence is where you find stuff about a quote-unquote target using what's available to you without actually, you know, touching the target. And she has a really interesting story, really fun stories. So it was a pleasure to talk with her as well. And so check out that episode and see how she came to be a security analyst from a law librarian. And InfoSec John, so another awesome guest, episode 17. InfoSec John has a website, and he has a website where he has articles and details on getting into InfoSec. It started off on where he was just gonna kind of document and journal his path into InfoSec, but then it turned into a website dedicated to helping those getting into InfoSec, kind of laying out different, like one article where he laid out different positions and kind of related it to a band. So it was really good metaphors there. So that was a really fun interview as well. He also had a Navy background. I didn't pick military folks on purpose. It just ended up that way. You know, that's just, you know, how it happened. But in any case, you know, he talks about his story and military and how being an engineer, being placed in some of those positions in engineering helped change his thinking as an engineer, right? And you need to have this thinking, this mindset to be successful in the information security field. So oftentimes employers are looking for that mindset, not necessarily knowledge. I mean, you know, everybody's different. The knowledge is important, but sometimes the mindset is harder to change or augment than the knowledge. In any case, we talked about that and how he had a kind of directionless youth. So really cool. He's a good friend now. So it's really good to check out that episode. And then he also had bonus episodes where he talked about how he almost got crushed in a Navy engine. So really funny. So definitely check out that bonus episode for some entertainment. My next episode is Masha Sadova. So her grandmother was the first graduating class. I only found this out after we were recording. Is among the first graduating class of computer science in Russia and or the Soviet Union at the time. And so quite interesting. So she comes from a long history of computer scientists. You know, her grandmother taught her father computer science, and then her father taught her computer science. And so she has a whole family of computer scientists, which is really cool. And it was really amazing how she had her liberal arts background, and only until later did she realize that that was an asset to information security. And we talk about behavioral sciences, psychology. A really fun episode because those are really some hobbies of mine. So I really enjoyed, and she had a ton of book references, all of them in the show notes. So tons of books came out of that episode. You know what I mean? So definitely check out the links there. And so if you want to learn about security awareness and how behavioral science is important in psychology, check out that episode as well. Again, check out all my episodes because each one has a different take on getting into InfoSec. So my next one is Jared Folkin. So episode 19. And Jared is a really, really talented individual. I'm in touch with him often. And he was a manager at 18. And so the way he started was his dad worked in a computer shop and he'd go and help with the computers and see what he could do at a young age. So he got exposed to it early, knowing how to build computers and things like that. And, you know, he had just a varied background. And each job led to something else. And even as an 18-year-old, he was given a supervisor position early on. And he was able to solve problems early on. You know, talked about how there were problems that he would help solve that would relieve things for the next shifts coming on in the morning. He also got really personal. You know, we talked about some personal events in his life that were really pivotal, and I guess in how he thinks today, right? That really kind of ground him. That was a really personal episode. I was really happy to record that with him. You know, maybe have some tissues handy if that's just to kind of an FYI. So in any case, he also started a nonprofit called OPSEC EDU, and a nonprofit is geared because he works in education, and so the nonprofit is geared in towards helping identify and help secure education apps, because education apps are kind of in general behind the times as far as security is concerned. So there's a lot of work to be done there. Definitely a lot of emotional intelligence with him. And, you know, definitely check out that episode, a very rich episode. So episode 20, my latest episode is Laron Gray. And I found Laron through the Twitterverse, and he also has a Navy background. But I found Laron because he's also a nerdcore rapper, and so I heard his song "Domains" it was just awesome. I love listening to it, and he also, you know, started in Navy. Learned he was E6, which means that he had some, you know, some sort of managerial position, and he's now a pen tester. He's also a SANS mentor. And so definitely check out that episode. He also is really into automation. And so he had some good stories about like how he even automates downloading tracks, right? How it's important. And I think that's important because, you know, a lot of times we say learn coding and things like that. But in reality, unless you have something to solve, a problem to solve using coding, it's hard to keep those coding skills sharp. And so it was a good way to see how a practical way of kind of making something manual automated using coding. So, and then he also, we talked a little about his new song that's going to come out about a lot of tabs. So I also released a bonus episode on that. So check that out. Definitely check that out. So as you can see, we have 20 episodes. I'm really happy, you know, of all my guests. Thank you to all my guests for coming on and spending the time. Hopefully we can get these episodes transcribed. You know, it's not cheap, so I'll have to figure out how to do that. But in any case, you know, from Dan, Zeroday, Christina, Matt, Rob, Robin Stewart, Clay, Elvis, Kyle, Steph, Yaron, Jack, Marcus, Nipun, Adrian, Tracy, John, Masha, Jared, Laron. So, Laron, sorry, man, it's late. It's 12:30. So it took longer than I thought. But I figured it'd be a nice, kind of cliff notes to all my episodes. And, that's about it. Thank you guys. Have a wonderful evening.